This week, we've been bringing you a series on home ownership we're calling The Depreciating American Dream. As we've been learning, many people are rethinking the economics of home ownership in the wake of the housing market collapse. We heard yesterday from residents relieved to be renting. Earlier in the week, we met homeowners struggling to make it work. But could there be another way to live? Today, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports on the growing call for a new middle ground between tenant and homeowner.
To understand what we're up against today, you have to go back 60 years.
Ever since World War II, we have seen home ownership as, in some sense, the ultimate goal for families in America.
Northeastern University economist Barry Bluestone says there's a really good reason for that. The war changed the American economy. Returning GIs weren't going back to the farm anymore. People needed new places to live.
If you go back to the post-war period, we were trying to figure out new options for people.
Enter Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Enter the 30-year fixed mortgage. These made it possible for ordinary folks to put some money down, have stable long-term costs, and move in with all their kids since the baby boom was underway.
With Susie Homemaker, you are the queen of your home.
People could buy into what was a relatively stable economy. It's before we had great international competition. It's before we saw the disaster of the American auto industry. And therefore, home ownership made a lot of sense. Today, we're realizing we're living in a much more fragile economy.
Today, Bluestone says there's a need for housing options that take this new fragility into account, that make home ownership less risky.
This is the Normandy coast. My father served on D-Day, and this is the map that he made his notes on to plot the invasion.
Steve Meacham has this map up on his wall in the apartment he owns in Cambridge. In fact, with his flannel shirt, gray stubble, and steel blue eyes, Steve looks like a throwback to his father's time. But Steve may actually be living a future homeownership model. His apartment is a co-op apartment.
This cooperative is permanently affordable, meaning that if I sell my share, I can only sell it for what I purchased it for, plus a fixed percentage increase per year.
Basically, Meacham can't make a killing by selling when the market goes up, but he also can't get killed when the market goes down. And he has seen plenty of people get killed. He works at City Life, a housing nonprofit in Jamaica Plain, and he has seen how the view of homes as a commodity ended up tearing apart community.
That kind of speculative mentality, that's taken justifiably a really strong hit, and we should bury it. Your home should be a savings account, not a junk bond.
Another alternative homeownership model is land trust, kind of like Steve's co-op, but bigger. A community trust owns the land, and people can buy the houses on it. There's one in Roxbury with just under 100 owned homes.
So we're looking at a single-family unit, three bedrooms, one and a half bath.
Jason Webb is in charge of the land trust at the Dudley Street Neighborhood Initiative. He has one house up for sale now for $180,000, way below market.
The appraisals have come back for $350,000.
Like the co-op housing, when you sell the place, you can only make a little bit of appreciation on it, 5%. Again, lower reward, but low risk. Webb says not one of his land trust homeowners owes more on his or her house today than it's worth. That's at the same time a quarter of American homeowners are underwater. But the problem with these limited equity models is that they're few and far between. There's so much demand for Webb's houses, he has to hold a lottery to pick who gets to move in. Northeastern economist Barry Bluestone says just as the model for home ownership adapted to the stable economy after World War II, today's economy demands we innovate again.
We're at that wonderful point in time, in a sense, where we can experiment with new models of how do we provide good shelter, good housing for people, but under different structures, different forms.
So that families can still live securely in the housing they need and want, and eventually come out ahead. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.